U.S. reaction was led by President Bush, who said he is deeply troubled by the extension of Aung San Suu Kyi's latest house arrest, which dates back to what he termed a murderous assault by government-backed thugs on her motorcade 5 years ago. Mr. Bush, in a written statement, called on the Burmese military government to release all political prisoners and begin a genuine dialogue with Aung San Suu Kyi, her National League for Democracy Party, and other democratic and ethnic minority groups on a transition for democracy. Aung San Suu Kyi has been under detention most of the time since her party won national elections in 1990 but was barred by the military from taking power. In comments here, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the extension of the Nobel Peace Laureate's house arrest was hardly a surprise but a sad commentary on the state of political freedom in Burma. As did President Bush, McCormick said the latest action will not affect U.S. efforts to help the Burmese people recover from the May 3rd cyclone disaster.
We've tried to separate out these two things while we're going to continue to speak out about the nature of the regime and certainly our previous public statements about the terrible state of human rights in Burma stand, and we'll continue to speak out on behalf of human rights. But part of trying to do what is right for the Burmese people is to provide humanitarian assistance in this time of extreme need.
The United States has committed more than $20 million to Burmese cyclone relief and has been airlifting basic supplies to Rangoon. But the Burmese government has refused to admit a U.S. disaster team to assess actual needs in the devastated Irrawaddy Delta and has spurned offers of direct U.S. military aid deliveries to the stricken region. In a statement Sunday on the Rangoon Aid Conference organized by the United Nations and ASEAN, the State Department reaffirmed the U.S. offer of aid experts and resources to help what it said were the millions still in need. It stressed the urgency of the Burmese government living up to its commitment last week to give international relief teams full access to cyclone-affected areas. It also expressed dismay that in the midst of the disaster, the government conducted voting last Saturday on its widely criticized draft constitutional referendum in regions affected by the cyclone. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.